All right, we're back. It's Morning Show with Dablo here, just about set to wrap it up, but there was one more person I needed to talk to today, and that would be Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management, and this month, Wilkin County Recycling. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to start off with first? Do you want to start off with river levels, or do you want to start off with a can count?
Let's do the can count first.
Okay.
Yesterday was a really good day.
Really good day.
It was a really good day. So when I was in here on Wednesday, we had collected for the month just over 1,000 pounds of aluminum cans. Thursday alone, we did over 1,000 pounds of aluminum cans. Exactly. So we doubled our total in the span of one day. So that's great. That means everybody is starting to bring it in, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
It is currently April 14th, so we are halfway through the month. It's time.
It's time.
If you've been dragging your feet, get it done, because it's time. 40 cents a pound is only going to last through the end of April.
And that's double the premium, by the way.
Correct.
Okay.
The month prior, it was 20 cents. So that's probably going to go down to 20 cents when we get
back
to next
again
month.
In May, right.
Exactly. So now is the time. You have 2 weeks left. Get your cans in.
Good.
Yep.
I
absolutely.
Love hearing that.
Absolutely. It was really nice to see the report this morning that yesterday was such a good day for
us. Did everybody behave themselves, too, and you didn't find any strange things?
I was not back there on the conveyor,
okay.
And I didn't get any reports of anything interesting. Normally, if we're getting some weird stuff in, it comes in the blue recycling bins, and a few bins were emptied yesterday, so we'll see if anything interesting comes out. But it's been really quiet.
We'll wait for that on Monday. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I like it when it's quiet.
All right.
But moving on.
All right, moving on. Let's do a river level.
Okay. So
Red River.
Red River in Wahpeton, Breckenridge, currently at 10.18 from the last reading. On our way up to 14.4, which is slightly higher than we had discussed a few days ago, which it's going to fluctuate.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about maybe a river cresting a week or so from now versus a few days ago, we thought we were really just going to jump up to 13.5, crest on Saturday, Sunday, and then come back down. Which it's kind of nice when the deterministic forecast shows that really nice bell curve where the river's just going to go up and it's going to stay there for a day and then it's going to start to come down. Now we're at more kind of like a plateau. We're going to climb that cliff, and then we're probably going to stay in that 13 to 14 range for a little while. And that just, a lot of it has to do with the amount of water that still has to come in.
Yeah.
So a lot of Wilkin County
is
the
wet.
It's wet, but a lot of it is done. So that last final push that kind of comes towards Breckenridge through the ditch systems and through the Otter Tail was maybe 6 or 7 miles outside of Breckenridge yesterday around 4 o'clock. Kind of, you know, just trucking along 210, chugging away. There's still some stuff up on 16, and that takes some time to come down as well. But that last big bubble push that's going to come towards Wap Breck was just outside of town yesterday. I haven't been out to check today, nor have I contacted the highway department yet today to see where that bubble is. But I'm sure it's a little closer to town, and that's why we're seeing these more, I'm not going to say significant river rises, but it's rising a little quicker than it was a few days ago. Now, there's still a whole lot of melting that has to happen out west. And remember that most of that water out west in North Dakota still has to truck its way in to the Boyd-Issou and the Red. That's why we're going to see the river go up and then stay up for a while, because all of that snow and water still has to come this direction.
Sure.
So we're going to see the river up long after the snow and everything is gone here.
Okay.
Southern end of the county, things are looking okay. There's still a lot of snow that still has to work its way into the Boyd-Issou. But it doesn't look like there's anything super significant happening down there as far as trouble spots or problems. The backhoes are out clearing those culverts when they're identified as being an issue. Up in the northern end of the county, if you're on the northeast side of the county, the Rotsay area, that's all done. All that water has moved down already.
Serious. Good.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, what's indicative of a flood starting here? When water is on 52 up by Lawndale.
Yeah.
That was on Monday. So they're done up there. It's all rolled out of the Rotsay Hills already.
Yeah, liking that.
Exactly.
Liking that.
So that part is done. Wolverton, it's probably going to be 5-6 days, maybe a little longer before things start to really open up there, especially now that the temperatures are going to be cooler during the day, freezing at night for a few days. It's going to slow things down, but that's okay because it gives a chance for those ditches to drain. especially overnight. Sure. They can, you know, they'll keep flowing and draining into the river systems and the creeks without the expansive melting that happens during the day. So it's kind of nice when we see those cooler temperatures. So looking forward, things look okay.
Things look okay.
Things look okay.
Have you heard anything about probable rainfall?
You know, there's some showers, and it was kind of sprinkling when I came in. But I haven't seen any signs of anything super significant in the forecast.
So we're not going to get, you know, hopefully.
I make no guarantees.
Throw that in.
Right, exactly. But it's just, it's spotty showers. Now, could you have a thunderstorm that drops a quarter inch of rain that shows up out of nowhere? Absolutely. That's always possible. Let's just hope that most of the snow and ice is done before anything like that happens. But now we're at the point where so many ditches, particularly in the eastern side of the county, are empty or nearing empty. We have that capacity in some areas where if we get a little heavier rain,
it's going to handle it. Right.
Exactly. Versus 2 days ago, if we were going to get an inch rain, that would have been, you know, catastrophic for what was happening because ditches were still opening up.
Yeah.
Now we have a little better capacity. Would it still be a problem if we got a bunch of rain? Yes. So let's just hope we don't have to go down that path.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to a weekend can count on Monday, plus finding out what they possibly may have found in the blue bins.
Right. Absolutely. I'm hoping it's going to be a really a stellar weekend for us. We are open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to noon. If you are planning to bring your aluminum in this Saturday, maybe get there a little early. Typically, we don't have quite the line right away at 8 o'clock. So if you want to be there early and get through really quickly, get there between 8 and 9.
All right.
If you have an exceptionally large load, you're bringing in hundreds and hundreds of pounds, give us a call so then at least we know to anticipate that. And then we can kind of put you off in your own separate area while we get you emptied.
And please don't crush the cans.
Don't crush the cans. Mm-hmm. We don't want to see those hockey pucks coming in. It's hard on us and it's hard on the equipment. So just, you know, give them the burp and squeeze if you want to make those cans a little smaller, but don't use those can crushers.
All right. Brianna Colville, look forward to our chat on Monday. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. It's 9:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Hey everybody, Jamie Dickerman from the Ag Central Radio Network. You can count on us for ag updates all day long and market updates from open to close right here on the Voice of the Valley, KBMW.